It's just me, darling. No, don't worry. My parents haven't noticed. They're too preoccupied with dinner arrangements. Us slipping away for a minute isn't anything that would alarm them. But I did want to check on you to make sure that you're doing all right. We didn't get proper time to discuss anything while I was in my room. I guess my parents have poor timing. No, love. I can answer anything you wish. You already agreed to a lot without knowing anything. I would feel more comfortable if you knew the full extent of getting involved with the vampire before jumping into anything. Besides, you're my best friend. I would also want to make you as comfortable as possible. Of course you're special, Sally. No. You're special to me. Different than the rest, I would say. Most of the time, I'm not connected to anyone that I... that allows me to have a meal with them. But with you, I wanted to make sure you knew everything, and I did it right. So, do you have any questions? Any at all? I'll answer. What does a bite entail? Well, usually vampires bite for food. Other times we make an agreement with the human and turn them. But that requires more preparation than I didn't do. So your bite will be normal. Does it scar? Oh, silly, silly love. No. All of the text that is written about vampires is not actually told by us. It's told and written by people who aren't the biggest fans of us. In simple terms. So, they tend to make us out to be monsters. I can see their point. But we aren't as, I would say, savage as most would like to believe. We actually tend to be on the nicer side. If you catch us on a favorable night. Well, everything has a certain cycle to it with us. From birth to maturity, it's different for everyone. Does the full moon affect us? Not in the way you I think you're thinking of the fairy tale versions again, darling. We don't get any more aggressive. During the full moon, we just get more frisky. How large are my fangs, darling? Not big at all. They don't hurt, usually. And they aren't bigger than a small straw, I would say. I'm trying to think of modern terms, but you already know how bad I am with that. My professor has a field day with me every time I use old dialect. No? Anything else? You want to know how old I am? I told you in human years, but I suppose you would like to know vampire years? Well, I've been alive for 120. Quite young, actually. As far as my knowledge is, I'm the youngest matured vampire. My sister is the youngest vampire right now, but that should change soon. It's harder to have children with a vampire, so when one is born, it's protected in a way by others. Unless there's a rivalry between the families, but there hasn't been one in centuries. Now, enough with the seriousness, darling. Would you like to attend to dinner before my parents become suspicious? My mother's quite nosy. The entire time we were sitting and drinking, she was picking my brain for any information of you. It's like that, yes. Not fully mind reading as the fairy tales, but we can tell certain things. Just like I know you like me the way I like you. No, darling. Every time I'm close, your heart speeds up. It's rather cute. What my mother's opinion about you is, she finds you rather striking for a human. She says I have excellent taste, and that you seem to be receptive of us as much as you're on edge and your heart is beating oddly fast all the time now. She was worried, more so than my father, that you would feel threatened by them. She wants to make you feel welcomed at home, even like a family. My father's a bit more brash. He doesn't care as much if he scares you. He just wants me to be happy and, well, healthy. As I told you before, I'm not much on the leading. My parents are enthusiastic about it and said that having willing humans offer themselves to them is much better than taking packets or animal blood. It's different, I guess. I've only fed from a human once before. When I was first, I guess, maturing. A rite of passage, and to fully mature, you must. That's right. After that, I decided it wasn't for me. But with you, it's different. Now, I don't know if you would like, but my parents are going to notice if we are a tad late. They're entertaining my siblings now. I heard them come home late. So, if you would like to go to the solarium with me, I think we could have a pleasurable time together before dinner, of course. Is that something you're interested in? All right, love. Follow me. The manor always seems a bit lonely at night, I think. No, dear. This was my father's when he was little. No. My grandparents are still alive. They just live abroad now. Didn't like staying in one place too long. They gifted this place to him when he was younger, and he said it was his favorite. The solarium is a peaceful place to us on the full moon. It's where a lot of our returning rituals happen. Don't worry, love. I'm just taking you there because the view is nice. I think the ponds in there make it rather serene, relaxing, ambient, if you will. You want to darling, I appreciate your enthusiasm with wanting to fulfill the biting ceremony, but it requires a little bit more, and I don't know if you realized, but it is a full moon tonight. You're very sure, right? Well, I guess the solarium would be the best option. I think it's also where you would feel the most comfortable. It's the furthest away from my parents. No interruptions, and if you truly do want to know me wholly, I think there would be the best place. Now relax, darling. I'll make this as pleasurable as possible. And I'll make sure to take in human factors. Now relax, darling, okay? It won't hurt, I promise. You'll be just fine, okay? I didn't hurt you, did I? I'm glad. Now, lean back some more. No. No, you said I wanted to make it pleasurable for you, darling. Besides, you've been my best friend for a while, and we both like each other. I think maybe getting acquainted with our bodies is the next most reasonable step in our relationship. No, darling. I'll let you pleasure me that way a different time. But now, I think just being connected in a intimate way is best. Besides, drinking your blood was the most erotic feeling I felt. So, I think I am very wet for you, love. No, I knew your cock would feel this good, but actually feeling it inside me, it's a different feeling, and I never want it to go away. You're so deep. Am I doing good for you, love? Do you mind if I have another taste of you, Pat? I really would like to, darling. I'll let you use me any way you want after I had my fill. Does that sound agreeable to you? Wonderful. Now, just keep thrusting, alright? And I'll just have my fill of you, love. Getting quite rough there, aren't you, darling? Has me biting you made you close? You can come inside me, darling. I think that would make us more connected. Don't you? God. Come for me, love. Come for me, please. Yes. Yes, right there. Thank you for letting me have my fill in 2 weeks. Now, do you think it's best if you return to my family? They might get curious if we stay here any longer. Don't worry, I haven't had my fill of you completely.